Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, it's the 980K Morning Show Recap, Friday, September 18th.
Woo-hoo.
Here's what you missed on the show if you didn't get a chance to listen to us. We found out that the pandemic is pretty much going to change weddings moving forward, even after coronavirus is in the past.
Yeah, this is the new normals, and I kind of see advantages to this, though, Chris.
Yeah, I do too. And this is actually some wedding planners that are saying that once the pandemic is over, people will plan weddings on a smaller budget,
right?
Because the size and scales of weddings will look much different. They predict that weddings post pandemic will be more personalized. That's pretty much what the couple really wants, as opposed to fitting the trendy bridal magazine show, and you know that's what people are expecting. Yeah. And I think, interestingly enough, weddings possibly becoming weekend-long affairs versus one-day events.
Isn't that interesting? You know, I told a story on the air about an event planner, a famous one in the Gainesville area, who's now renting out his equipment, the chairs and all the equipment that, you know, and the flowers and all that kind of stuff. He's renting it out so you can do it yourself.
Yeah, that's and I think this is kind of where they're saying this is going, because once you've been married, it's hard to tell people who have never been married, but once you've been married, you realize, wow, that was a lot of money for something that went
for one day
pretty
quick. we could have had a nice house down payment for that amount of money, and I don't think people are going to be doing that instead of making this giant 1,000-person affair.
You know? Yeah, for sure. It turns out that parents with perfectionist tendencies are more likely to be helicopter parents.
It kind of makes sense, doesn't it, right there? I mean, I know there's research from universities, but if you are like making your success through your child's eyes,
yes,
you know, you're kind of putting it off on them.
Yeah. And that's kind of what it is that, you know, you're kind of putting out your own perfectionism off on your kids.
Yeah, living vicariously through your child's achievements, I guess.
That's the word I was looking for, right. Yeah. They say, in essence, and that, you know, that's really going to cause a lot of problems. They say a lot of times kids need to, make mistakes. It's okay.
Right. Eat the dirt, make the mistakes, get your, unfortunately, that stove was hot, and now you know.
Yeah, that's very true. And I'm learning that new father.
You're a new dad. You have a 2 and a 3-year-old. And you're just going through it right now. You're on the front lines, Chris.
Yeah, I'm waiting for him to burn his finger on the stove, on the, touching the oven door. I'm waiting for it because I keep telling him to stop. But, you know, on the other side, too, is I really don't want to go to the emergency room because you just can't pop into the emergency room. It's an all-day affair.
Do you find yourself being more prone, though, to the helicopter parenting thing and trying to be overly protective?
Because it was so new, but I'm getting more confident. I get more worried about the 2-year-old because...
Right.
I mean, and everything goes in his mouth. So,
well, but you'll never have any moths on the windowsill.
No, you know, now that you think of say that, that's true. Let's see. We're going to talk about working from Aruba. I mean, we're kind of living the new normal as well because we haven't seen each other face to face.
That's right.
And you said 6 months.
It's been 6 months. It was in March when I started working from home when the start of the pandemic, and I'm still doing it.
Yeah. It looks like Aruba is trying to capitalize on us working from home. They're actually offering visa-less 90-day stays in Aruba, and they actually have a program called One Happy Workation, where they actually, many of the hotels and bed and breakfasts are offering incentive deals for people to go down and work remotely.
So, instead of vacation, it's workcation. And Aruba, what do you get? 3 months, and mm-hmm. they've got some deals on the hotels, and some are all-inclusive with food and beverage, too, I hear.
Yes, it is. The only thing that is required for U.S. travelers is you have to complete a self-health declaration and to show a negative COVID-19 test.
Yeah, well, I'm packing right now. And I did ask you on the air, can a thong be used as a mask?
No, I wouldn't recommend doing that. especially after chili. Eating chilies.
Honey, where's my good thong?
They do say while you're in Aruba, there are precautions for COVID-19. Masks are mandatory in all indoor public places, including shops and on tour buses.
Right.
They say the restaurants are open, but the bars and rum shops, nightclubs, those are closed. The only exception are hotel bars are open to hotel guests only.
That's interesting because you've already been tested, so hopefully.
Yes. So if you're interested in that, just go to aruba.com, and they got all the details there for you.
Aruba. And sing that Beach Boys song.
Oh, that's right. That was in there. Mm-hmm. I learned a new term. I think you did, too. Something called house hacking.
You know, I'm not sure. Yeah, the hacking always sounds kind of negative, but this is really cool. If you want to build some equity, this is a great way to instead of just buying a single-family home, if you're looking to transfer or to get a home right now, we're going to expand your mind a little bit, thinking about getting a home that is a multi-family building, like a duplex or maybe a quadruplex or a triplex.
Yes.
And then help somebody else pay your mortgage off right there. Plus, you can actually qualify for a bigger mortgage if you can show you can make income from the property, right?
Yes, and that's pretty good because a lot of times people you have to save for a long time for down payment. But
yeah, right.
These are still FHA loans to buy these, and we have historically low interest rates. And because it's an FHA loan, you can get in with as little as 3.5% down.
Wow, that's really good.
The only caveat is a couple of things. One thing, realize you're going to be a landlord for however many people are there. So
yeah, something breaks, you have to fix it.
You're responsible for all that. And the other thing is that the lender is going to require you to live in that building for at least 1 year.
Right.
So, you'll have some neighbors and then that you rent to, and then after a year you can move out and buy more properties or you can stay there. It's entirely up to you.
There is a tax difference, too. Like when it's your main property where you're living, that's one tax rate. But once it becomes an income property, you'll be paying a little bit more in taxes. Mm,
good point on that one as well. So Facebook has the home of a lot of pictures, probably hundreds and in some cases, thousands of pictures you've posted up over the years. But it's been kind of a struggle kind of getting them off of Facebook onto something that you can keep personally.
Yeah, it seems like almost every day when I go to my timeline, they show you things that you've posted on this day back in history.
Mm-hmm.
There's photos that I don't have a copy of anymore. And boy, I'd love to have that.
Well, and if you notice the Facebook redesign, there's also been a new feature that can mass export all those photos onto Google Pics or Dropbox for you as well.
How about that?
The instructions for it are on our website, but basically you can't use the Facebook app on your phone. You need
to. Yeah, you got to go to the one on your PC.
Yeah, the web browser is where you need to go to. But it will do it, and actually will alert you once it is complete. You can export your photos to Dropbox, to Google Photos, or a new one called Koofer. Which is KOOFR.
Okay.
It's free of charge.
Excellent.
And then finally, we learned about Florida, man. Going down to your old stomping grounds in South Florida.
That's right. This is the Fort Lauderdale, Dania, and Hollywood area. Now, Dania is a small community that is ensconced right between Fort Lauderdale and Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, they don't know their geography, or they need to get some surveyors down there.
Yes, so that's why we think it's Florida Man's been doing some summer work here. Recently, the city of Dania Beach erected a series of signs welcoming people to the city. The problem is that they actually put them up in the city of Hollywood.
Yeah, in Hollywood, and unfortunately, there's been a sign in that same place for a long time, and nobody ever noticed.
Yeah, these are replacement signs that are going up, and it actually took somebody who was a member of the Historical Society to note, hey, no, this is Hollywood. Dania Beach is further down, about a mile or two down the road. So I guess both cities are working to figure this one out, and they really tend to think that there's some history there. So I do think that is kind of funny. You know, every once in a while where you see signs that are misspelled or backwards or whatever. So there you go for the posting the welcome to the wrong city.
Don't work it out.
There's our show for today, Friday, September 18th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Y'all have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday morning. Remember, the sun is always shining.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.